Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Adam Thierer is our guest. He's the Director of Telecommunication Studies at the Cato Institute, also co-author of, editor, of a book that he co-edited with Wayne Cruz, another good friend of ours from Cato, called Copy Fights. He's our good friend, Wayne. Welcome back to the show. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back with us. You don't mind me calling you Wayne, do you?
Oh, you can call me whatever you want.
Wayne's a good guy. I call you. I can call you Ray or I can call you Jay, right?
That's right.
Okay. Internet telephony.
Yeah.
Is a term that many people have never heard in their life. They've never heard internet telephony. And I want you to tell us what that is.
Well, basically, internet telephony is what it sounds like. It's phones over the internet, phone calls and communications over the internet. Traditional telephone service we received in the old days and still in many cases do through our old circuit switched analog network that basically only offered us certain types of limited voice grade service.
Twisted copper wire, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're moving into an age now where the Internet offers us the ability to have certain types of new packet switch services that enable us to communicate over the Internet and not rely on traditional types of copper analog wires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that gives us great advantages because, obviously, the old system kept us usually in one carrier's pocket for most of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The internet-based services enable us to shop around for different services, but it's also generally probably going to be a far more reliable and more competitive type of ubiquitous communication service that, more importantly than anything else, will probably allow us not only to escape our traditional single phone carrier, but also enable us to move into a world where we can communicate anywhere, anytime, on any terms we want without mm-hmm. any of the old types of rules or regulations shackling
yeah.
us.
I wrote an article one time about my attitude about what you said with the relationship that we had with our telephone company, and the title was Trapped in the Telephone Company's Basement.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's kind of how I felt, that they had me down in the basement and were throwing me whatever they wanted me to have.
Mm-hmm.
And with internet telephony is going to break that wide open, isn't it?
Right. I think it will. I think we're going to quickly move into an age where we'll have the ability to basically shop around just by clicking on a computer screen and going to a certain web service, and you'll be able to basically determine who your carrier is going to be each and every day.
Hmm.
And this is not just for average individuals. This is for small businessmen as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a really exciting, you know, age we're moving into. But the question is, will regulators let us move into that age? Because the idea of an unregulated type of phone service that runs through our computers,
it's their nightmare, isn't it?
Well, it's a nightmare for regulators.
They
look at it and say, hey, this might put us out of business.
Exactly.
It may make us very difficult for us to be able to tinker with or regulate and micromanage traditional types of phone service.
So you say you're thinking internet telephony could be a paradigm shift.
I think it will be. I think there's no doubt about it. In fact, the event that we're going to be hosting on this at Cato on September 9th
mm-hmm.
Is entitled, you know, Will Internet Telephony Bring a Revolution in Telecommunications Policy? And I think there's a very good chance that it will, and obviously many other regulators believe that to be the case because they think they have to start finding ways to regulate that kind of service and maybe regulate it before it starts being offered to ubiquitously.
Exactly. Well, this is something that I wanted my audience to know about. I knew that you guys were going to be doing this on September 9th. And by the way, can they listen in to this thing while it's going on over the Internet?
Absolutely. All of our events at Cato are free of charge and open to the public and available on the Internet for downloading and video streaming.
Okay.
So people can
That'll be afterwards. So this won't be a live.
No, it'll be live on that day.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So here's what you do, folks. I'm gonna bookmark this myself. Go to cato.org. If you want to find out more about the possibility of and the implications of internet telephony, to being able to talk over the internet and what that's going to mean. You know, if you're a business owner and you're asking yourself, why should I be interested in this, go ask your accountant to tell you how much you're spending every month on telephone service, and that'll motivate you. Go to cato.org, and under the events section, you can find it's called the Telephony. Will Telephony Bring, Internet Telephony Bring a Revolution to Telecom Policy? And I'll give you that URL again in a little bit. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Adam Thierer with Cato Institute. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. We're talking about internet telephony with our good friend Adam Thierer, Director of Telecommunication Studies at the Cato Institute. And a group of experts are going to be getting together at the Cato Institute on September 9th. And you can listen. Actually, they can watch the video as well, can't they? Live.
They can. They can watch it, a live video stream on the cato.org site. That will be right there as they pull up our webpage on the day of the event.
Right.
It'll say events, and that'll be the first thing listed.
And it's going to be from 11 to 12 Eastern, is that right?
About 11 to about 12:30.
Okay, Eastern.
And they can watch it there that day, or they can download an archive of the video at a later date,
right,
whatever's convenient for them.
Now, will that be a download or a stream?
It'll be a stream so that they won't have to worry about the broadband issue.
Yeah, okay, so just check that out, folks, at cato.org. And under the events section, I really encourage you to do this because, you know, I figured out about 10 years ago that one of the items that I spent more money on than anything else was telecommunications,
mm-hmm.
and that fact hasn't changed much, Adam, over the last few years. In fact, it's become more evident to me as I have new ways of communicating. I mean, this office has 5 phone lines, long distance. DSL and ISDN, and of course we have cell phones.
Almost every this is something you share in common with almost every single business and small businessman in America, is the fact that communications is a very large component of your overall cost structure, because obviously telecommunicating and types of data transfer services are increasingly a core part of many, many different types of businesses in America. So one of the reasons your bills is going up, of course, is not necessarily just because, the prices are still high, but also just because you're consuming more communications and data transfer services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly part of it. But the other part of it is, indeed, you're correct, that, prices haven't fallen as much as we would have hoped. There is some competition in some elements or areas of the telecommunications field, but certainly we could always use more. And, I've always been very keen on the idea of wireless services, although for some businesses, and yours would probably be the best example, wireless is probably not the kind of service you're going to opt for first, because there's more of a security and stability concern.
Exactly.
The nice thing about internet telephony is that it brings sort of the rigorous and somewhat redundant structure of the internet, and redundancy is a good thing in telecommunications
mm-hmm.
terms. You want more and more layers and lines, so that in case anything goes wrong on one of them, there's always a backup. In the internet world, there's a lot of that kind of thing going on. You're not relying upon just sort of one telephone line or copper wire running into your house or your business.
Mm-hmm.
So internet packet based switching, internet protocol based switching, is a nice way to ensure a fairly stable connection. Although in the early days it was known for poor quality,
yeah,
those problems have been ironed out, and now it offers a very serious, incredible alternative that hopefully will bring down costs for homeowners and businessmen alike.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, the quality of this thing and about the practicality of this thing.
Right.
As you know, for example, I've conducted one webcast this year and not webcast, but a webinar, they call them, which was a voice over PowerPoint, and I participated in three others. And what we actually did, because the voice over the internet wasn't fast enough, it was behind the images. We actually did the voice over telephone, and we did the images over the internet. You know, using a browser capability.
Right.
But what you're saying is they've got the technology now where the voice comes through in real time.
Yes, and indeed, a lot of those kinks have been worked out. There's certainly going to still be some questions about internet telephony voice quality, but I think we've seen enough demos now and seen enough products being marketed that it's a fairly sure thing, and it's getting to the point where it is about as reliable and soon will be just as reliable as traditional voice-grade analog copper-based service. I think you could go to certain websites and find this out. One of the speakers at our event is going to be a gentleman by the name of Jeff Pulver, P-L-V-E-R, P-U-L-V-E-R, I'm sorry. And he has a site, go to pulver.com, and check out his service called Free World Dial-Up. And this is a service that's created quite a bit of controversy, and he's going to be speaking at our event because he's the gentleman who has filed at the FCC and asked for an FCC declaratory ruling that internet telephone service is not traditional telephone service. People say, well, what's the difference definitions make? Well, definitions in the regulatory world make all the difference.
All the difference, yeah.
How you define something determines how it's regulated, how it's subsidized, whatever else, if the states have authority over it. And as you can imagine, as I said before, a lot of regulators are concerned that this sort of thing will cut into their work and that that might take away their ability to subsidize certain types of services,
right,
or regulate accordingly. But nonetheless, Mr. Pulver has a very interesting service and one that's up and running. You can buy it on a shelf. You can buy it off the internet and install it at home and very quickly be up and running and making internet telephone calls.
Pulver, P-U-L-V-E-R, .com,
right.
Folks. I'm on the website now. And so,
dial-up.
You might want to check it out and just see how this works, because if nothing else, Adam, you know, never mind the opportunity maybe to save some money, but this could add some capability to your business.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having both right now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you want to make sure you don't have too many different services and are racking up a big communications bill, but there's nothing wrong with a little bit of experimenting. Most
of
these services have.
Well, a lot of us are already doing that. Many people are using their cell phones for all their long distance calls,
mm-hmm,
even
right,
if they have regular landlines into their business.
Right.
Stand by, Adam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got more to come about this very interesting topic of internet telephony with our good friend Adam Thierer with the Cato Institute. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Adam Thierer is our guest, and he's with the Cato Institute. That's cato.org. And we're talking about internet telephony. Adam, one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show was to talk a little bit about what's going to happen with internet telephony, to introduce the idea and to you know, get your ideas on where it's going to go. But also, I wanted people to know about this capability, and I'm glad you give us the example of Pulver. .com to check out, folks. This is a free site. I'm going to read a little part of this paragraph in here. It says, Free World Dial-Up allows you to make free phone calls over the internet using a regular telephone or a computer program. The Free World Dial-Up service has over 48,000 subscribers, et cetera, et cetera. You can join today at no cost by either using programs already on your computer or downloading the free program. Now, I want you to take a look at that, pulver.com. And just try it out. And Wayne, never mind the regulation, never mind the cost, although that, I know that sounds like blasphemy coming from me. But right now, I just want people to know about the capability and to see how they could use internet telephony as a way of leveraging their business.
Right. Well, if they use that Pulver.com service, they'll find, I think they get a free trial with that. And it's the kind of service that's very easy to use. I've seen friends use it. I myself have not started actively using a lot of the internet telephony packages because I'm such a wireless guy in my private life, and then at work I have secure high-speed dedicated lines for doing radio interviews and other things like that.
Right.
So I'm just starting to get into it myself, but I've seen a lot of demos, and the Polver service seems to be something that's particularly exciting and one that's getting a very large following. Just thousands and thousands of people subscribing every day. And that's what's made regulators and others stand up and take notice. Because
the telephone companies have got to be getting nervous about this.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about this, because obviously a lot of them look at this and say clearly, oh, this is a threat. This is a serious problem for us because this cuts into our core business.
Yeah.
But other more forward-looking and innovative telephone companies are saying, you know what? This is a threat, but it's one that maybe we too can play this game in this way. We can find ways to retool our own network and provide services way, because obviously they also like the idea of making sure that telecommunications is less regulated and less heavily taxed. So if they can come to use these same technologies and innovate accordingly, then they'll hopefully be players in the game as well.
Why do regulators feel they need to regulate this?
Well, there's, of course, always a concern about quality of service, but more importantly, customer or consumer welfare, and the idea that somehow if you don't regulate certain types of telecom services, consumers will be gouged. Now, in a more competitive marketplace that we're moving into, that shouldn't be as big of a concern as
right.
it was in the past, because people can shop around if
exactly.
they're getting screwed.
Well, this is a product that's being offered, not a utility anymore.
Right, exactly right. But there's a more important reason why they're concerned about it, and it's exactly what you just said. They still view this industry as a public utility, and public utilities are often tapped to provide certain types of basic types of services, and then are, of course, subsidized accordingly. And more specifically, the subsidy game that we play in the utility industry is one where we try to force certain consumers or classes of individuals to pay higher rates than others, and then we cross-subsidize certain other demographic communities or pockets of America. Now, it's not based purely upon income or race or anything like that. Sometimes it's just geography.
Yeah.
Sometimes people in urban areas with business services, like small businessmen in urban areas, pay greatly inflated rates for telephone service that they should not be paying, all because regulators want to charge them more to help cross-subsidize rural individuals who live out in the sticks.
Well, sometimes regulators act like the Borg on Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah.
You know, you will be regulated. You will be assimilated.
That's right.
Resistance is futile.
That's
their mantra, regardless of whether it needs to be regulated or not.
Well, one of the individuals we're having on our panel at Cato, his name is Brad Ramsey from a group called NARUC, and that is the group that represents all state and local regulators in America. And they've already filed a petition at the FCC against Polver.com and other services saying, hey, we want the authority at the state level to regulate or tax these guys however we want.
Well, I'm glad you told us that. Now we know there'll be some fun
at the event. So Brad will be taking the role of the Borg on, and he will be trying to assimilate in.
So, folks, if you want to see some, there might even be some gunplay up there. Who knows? Adam, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Always wonderful to be here.
Cato.org, folks, and that's September 9th. You want to check this out. Check out all the other things they've got there at Cato, including all the things that Adam Thier and Wayne Cruz write about. Thanks, Adam. See you later.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.